the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forever Mark Diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama Certification Number 99004.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain moving back in of the Gulf of Mexico. So our forecast calling for rain likely at times tonight and during the day tomorrow. It's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 45. Friday's high up to about 59. More showers on Friday night, but over the weekend, dry weather returns. Mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday. Another big deal storm system by Monday night into Tuesday as a cold front approaches the state. Could even be some thunderstorms too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Roy!
Elf, a busybody. Elf, watches everybody. Elf, he spies on everyone.
Elf! When I was young, when I was young, didn't need no help.
From a brown-nosed tattletale up there on a shelf. Now Santa's lost his stuff and he's got to hold him fast. Now he's got this little snot to be his friggin' rat. Elf, if I see you, you're going down. And no one appreciates you sneaking round. I'll bury you 6 feet under the ground. You're a creep, creep elf, you elf, you elf, you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, and there's a lot of good stuff going on this Thursday. And we'll talk about it on Happy Hour. Just talking on 3.1 FM, WACV. Rosie is here, and so is the much beloved and glorious Ray Adams.
And here they are.
Low energy Janet.
Please clap.
What is it that What's Her Name says?
It's when you guys are supposed to cheer.
I was texting with Brant McDonald. Those of you who listen and catch Brant at 5:10 on the show know that probably the one item that's been discussed the whole year has been getting the deal with China done.
Exactly.
And it appears that happened today. And the market had a very big rally.
Crickets chirping.
Wonderful. Oh,
yeah, I was just looking at, HuffPo, so they're such reliable a-holes. They have nothing about that.
No, it's all about trying to get rid of our president, our duly elected president. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just talking to a coworker down in the kitchen. He says, I am so sick of this. I'm ready to go into the streets.
We all are.
And they don't seem to understand that. But enough is enough already with this. You are seditious, treasonous bastards, all of you.
Amen.
This president did nothing. The people that should be lawyering up and getting ready to go to jail, starting with our former president and everybody that was accountable to him for arranging the spying on Trump and others through totally faulty, as William Barr pointed out, and that tells you the one investigation that matters isn't Mueller or any of that stuff, because that proved nothing. Mm-hmm. It's the Durham investigation that's going to be the earth shaker. And the sooner we see them in handcuffs and perp walk, the better. Mm-hmm. And if I'm a Democratic strategist, I am urging them to back away from this whole thing, because they're about to go over a cliff with it. You'll always have your 17-20% of crazy people, but most normal people like living in a free country with a great thriving economy with hope for the future. This is what hope is. This isn't what,
hope, change, hope.
Like it was some kind of a product you could buy off a shelf. Hope is something we create through our own initiatives. We take steps that will produce hope.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Capitalism. And we also, I think you get a better result when you invite God into the equation, but that's up to you, to anybody that's listening. It worked for me. It worked for me really well. So we'll get the specifics on that coming up. That's all I have. I'm going to leave.
Well, that was a great show. Great show. Thank you for inviting me.
I want to thank everybody, since the China deal is really going to be the big story. This impeachment farce is
ridiculous.
It's a joke and a bad one. And I want to play the Jim Jordan clip, because Jim Jordan, you want to know who might replace Trump someday? Jim Jordan is one of those people. Matt Gaetz is one of those people. And there are others who have understood where most of America is with this thing, who have understood why Donald Trump was elected over Hillary Clinton. I'm just a mental error. I certainly never meant to insult her that way.
B-S.
Well, so I did. Who cares? Those are the guys that have what Trump does, the ability to fight, to punch back, to be fearless. The people that worry about what the Washington Post and the New York Slimes and all the rest of them are going to say, they're the ones that are losers. they're living in that DC bubble, you know? They live in that echo chamber, and everything, oh, this is going to be so bad for you if you don't. Cause that's what happened to Martha. You know, she was told by people who are on the inside, you better distance yourself from Trump or you're going to lose your seat.
Big mistake.
Almost lost the seat because of that position. I hope she's not getting advice from that person or entity or whatever it was. So I do want to play the Jordan clip. I have it here. And again, we all, what Jordan is doing here is what I'm told I do for some of you at times. I go off on a tear because we all know the truth. You know the truth. You are the people to pay attention. You listen to this radio station, Joey and Jack. And by the way, I want to thank them for coming to Baumhauer's last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, we all know. We're just waiting for all the stuff we've known for a long time. A lot of it taught to us for the first time by the man sitting across from me, Terry Adams. We've known this. We've known the reality. And the lid is being peeled back. And I believe the president is orchestrating this, you know, at a pace that he thinks is right. We all wanted it to move faster, but maybe there's some things we don't know. Anyway, Jordan in the House today about the 63 million people who voted for President Trump, and that number will go up in 2020.
It's back, Mr. Jordan.
They're never going to stop.
It's true.
Congressman Green said yesterday, if the Senate doesn't convict, it will not end. This is not about Ukraine. Facts are on the president's side. Zelensky said he wasn't pressured. Ukrainians didn't even know aid was held at the time of the call.
Yes,
and most importantly,
prince.
They did nothing to get the aid released. This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people. Three weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi called the president of the United States an imposter. And the attacks on the president started before the election. July 31st, 2016, the FBI opened the Trump-Russia investigation and spied on four American citizens associated with President Trump's campaign. They took the dossier to the FISA court, and they lied to the court 17 times. Didn't tell the court the guy who wrote the dossier was desperate to stop Trump. Didn't tell the court the guy who wrote the dossier was working for the Clinton campaign. Didn't tell the court the guy who wrote the dossier had been fired by the FBI for leaking information to the press.
Wow.
And the FBI continued the investigation after the election. On January 3rd, 2017, Senator Schumer said this. Schumer. If you mess with the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Mm-hmm. It took all of 3 days for that statement to come true. January 6th, at Trump Tower, Jim Comey briefs President-elect Trump on the dossier. The dossier that the FBI already knew was false. They do it so that they can leak it to the press, and the press will write about the fact they briefed him. The president was told he wasn't under investigation when, in fact, they were investigating him and trying to trap him at that meeting. And, of course, they continued their investigation after the inauguration. When we deposed Jim Comey in this committee, last Congress, he said after 10 months of the FBI's investigation, they didn't have a thing. Comey gets fired on May 9, 2017. 8 days later, Bob Mueller gets hired, and we get 2 years of the Mueller investigation. 19 lawyers, 40 agents, 500 warrants, 2,800 subpoenas, but zero collusion. But Democrats don't care about the facts, and they're never going to stop. Whistleblower's lawyer said 10 days after the president was sworn in, coup has started, impeachment to follow. 16 Democrats on this committee voted to move forward with impeachment before Bob Mueller ever sat in front of this committee and testified, before President Trump and President Zelensky ever had their call. They're never going to stop with their attacks, because they can't stand the fact that President Trump is actually draining the swamp and doing what he said he would do, and most importantly, getting results. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing at an unbelievable pace, lowest unemployment in 50 years, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court, out of the Iran deal, embassy in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea, and oh, by the way, a new NAFTA agreement coming any day now. They can't stand it, and they're never gonna stop. And it's not just because they don't like the president. It's not just because they don't like the president. They don't like us. Bingo. They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. All of us in flyover country, all of us common folk in Ohio, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Texas, they don't like us. How about what Mrs. Carlin said last week, sitting right there? The Democrat professor who came in here and told us what she believes.
Ugh.
Liberals tend to cluster. Conservatives spread out because they don't even want to be around themselves. How about our colleague?
What a...
Maxine Waters, June of 2018, when she said this. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they are not welcome anymore, anywhere. That is scary. How about Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, the guy who ran the Trump-Russia investigation, the deputy head of counterintelligence who was fired when he said this, went to a Southern Virginia Walmart, I can smell the Trump support. Yep. They don't like us. That's what this is about.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
President supporters, and they dislike us so much they're willing to weaponize the government. A few years ago it was the IRS, more recently it was the FBI, and now it's the impeachment power of Congress going after 63 million people and the guy we put in the White House. Think about what Chairman Schiff did last week. He released the phone records of the president's personal lawyer. He released the phone records of a member of the press, and he released the phone records of a Republican member of Congress. This is scary stuff. This is scary stuff, what they're doing, and frankly, it is dangerous for our country. It is not healthy for our country. And we should all remember what Emmett Flood told us, the president's lawyer, what he told us this past spring when the Mueller report first came out. It would be well to remember that what can be done to a president can be done to any of us.
Amen.
This is scary stuff and serious stuff, and I hope you guys will reconsider and stop it while you can.
Wow.
Excellent.
Zero. Amazing.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
How about a world that is rid of mosquitoes? Our rocket scientist, this actually involves a measure of science. We go to Uganda.
Uganda.
Idi Amin. Uganda. Idi Amin's place, yeah. He was the purple people eater, remember?
Yes, he was.
Yaman.
Mm-hmm. What's for lunch? You. Anyway, there's a guy there named Joe Wamira Rama Mama Ma.
Ah, one of those.
Sounds like a rock festival. Are you going to Ramama Rabra Rabra? Anyway, Joe is very famous in his home village of Kampala in Uganda because his flatulence kills mosquitoes. They have malaria problems. This is a true story. It's from the Sun.
Must be true.
Which reminds me of a great line. Yeah. Since the paper is called The Sun, from a Three Stooges, and they're creating this hoax over a kidnapping, so the media comes out, reporter walks in and goes to Shem and says, "Hi, I'm Brown from The Sun." And Shem says, "That's too bad, are you peeling?" And he gets slapped. It's hilarious.
Shem had his moments.
He did. He really did. Especially in his first few years. Anyway, nobody in this village has ever gotten malaria because the gas he created established a mosquito-free zone with a six-mile radius.
6 miles?
6 miles. Now, we've all known somebody who could leave a lingering cloud.
But 6 miles?
6 miles, that's a mushroom cloud.
You better believe it's a nuke.
So, an insect repellent company, I'm not making any of this up, has contacted him. They want to study, they're going to hire him and study his gas to figure out why it's so effective at keeping the mosquito population so low and the malaria issue at zero.
My God, what does he eat?
He says, quote, "I eat ordinary food just like everybody else, but I don't know what ordinary is in
for Uganda."
Uganda.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who knows?
So
I want a copy of that because I have missionary friends who live in Kampala, and I'm going to ask him if he knows this guy.
How do you like this? What a small world. Rosie knows people in Kampala.
They've never had malaria.
She may know the flatulence king. You never know.
I don't know him, but
your friends might.
Mike does, probably.
Well, you know, so many advances in medicine have occurred accidentally or forced out of urgency, like here in Montgomery. If you take Shannon Fontaine's Haunted Hearst tour, they stop, forget the street, but it's downtown. It's obviously a building that goes back many years, and it's a couple of stories. And on the second floor of that building, a kid that was shot the only thing the doctor could do would try an open heart procedure, otherwise the kid was going to die. And it worked. It was the first open heart surgery in America. Wow. Right here in Montgomery.
Wow.
Spur of the moment.
I don't know if it's haunted, but it's to me, that's one of the many interesting sidebars you enjoy on that trip. So, while this is kind of amusing, you know, it's sort of like, hey, guess what? I just cured malaria.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Let's talk about applied security.
Let's. Oh, let's.
Have you been to My Spot Crime yet?
No.
I urge everybody listening to do that. Go to spotcrime.com, type in your address, and a couple of times a week you'll get an email listing all the crimes that are committed within a certain radius of your home. And you can set that radius at 3 or 5 miles, whatever. And when you get those emails and you look at burglary, theft, assault, vandalism, you realize there's a lot of bad stuff going around. And so far, maybe you've been lucky. So protect your home and business with a great local team. Mark and Vicky, in business since 1987. You use them, right?
Yes.
279-8338. They have been protecting us at Blue Water here for 15 years.
Wow.
And they do residential and commercial properties. And you know what? They're really, really nice people. You'll want to do business with them. 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama. Electronic Security Board Permit Number 276. Brant McDonald joining us on China and the deal that appears to be done.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial LLC.
This is CC Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind. So when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
For the right gifts at the right prices, start with Lowe's this holiday season, because Lowe's has deals throughout the store for the DIYer on your list. Shop now and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for $99, or a DeWalt 2-pack 20-volt battery, also just $99. For those who want more control of their home, pick up Google Nest Smart Home gifts starting at just $25, including the Google Home Mini. For great gifts at great savings, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/18, U.S. only.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I am so broke. If only there was a way to make $324 million over 9 years.
Have you tried throwing a 100-mile-per-hour fastball?
Tell me more.
Experts say that throwing a fastball that fast can increase your salary by a gajillion percent.
Wow! It can't be that easy.
Well, it's not. Once in a while, you'll need to mix in a changeup.
Sounds great! How do I get started?
Just take a baseball and throw it faster than everyone on Earth.
But I don't need extraordinary athletic ability?
Probably. But you won't know unless you try.
Good point. I'm going to start throwing 100 miles per hour right now. Yeah! Oh!
I guess being an elite major league pitcher isn't your thing. Have you considered a career in web design?
Please, help me. I've lost a lot of blood.
All right, if you've recently signed a $324 million contract, I've got just the guy you need to see. Brant, Mr. Right on the Money.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, who is joining us early today because we already know the impeachment thing is a... It's garbage. It's crazy. It's
insane.
Nobody's buying it. And the harder they try to sell it, the more people are rejecting it. But the China deal, I mentioned that you pretty much have been discussing this for the better part of the year. As it seems to get close and then backs away. So what's the latest today?
Yeah, so first of all, let's just throw it out there. I mean, it's now hot on the presses, out there on the wire, that a phase one deal has been reached with China. It's subject to Trump's final approval, but, you know, he tweeted about this earlier in the day. There's been some ongoing reports coming out, sort of trickling out throughout the day, and now it's official that a deal has been reached. It's just a question of whether or not, you know, Trump wants to do the final sort of approval, and it has to deal with the tariffs, whether he's going to pull back on about $160 billion worth of goods, products, and services, and how much, which would be part of the deal. So this is a significant piece of news. It's obviously being well received by the market. We were up about 300 points earlier in the day. As soon as he tweeted this, the market just took off. I was sitting here watching my screen, a number of companies, dozens of them, that quickly reversed course and started trading up on this news because it's just that big. I mean, it's really, really huge. And so, yes, you talk about impeachment, you know, that this is kind of the junk that we're dealing with, this noise. But in the meantime, we've got, you know, real economic news is happening that's really quite positive, and Trump has apparently reached a deal with the Chinese, which is a big, big thing, and he needed to get it done. You know, this is something we talked about, that, you know, as soon as we go into the holidays, I mean, everyone's about to leave. You've got Christmas coming, the new year. Next year's a political year, so this could be something that he can really sort of tout, talk about when he's out there on the stump as one of the big achievements that he promised voters when he ran for president in the first
election. It's hard to think of an accomplishment he hasn't achieved in spite of, and that includes a lot of weak-kneed Republicans, literally nonstop opposition. It's amazing. It's one of the greatest presidential stories ever told, which is why we have to take the curriculum back from the left, because they'll write him down as the first racist president and all this other garbage. They got nothing good to say. I love what's going on. I think this is amazing. And it's just one more. Look at a year ago, Brent.
You know, I want to say this is not entirely unlike, you know, a Reagan-type achievement, really. And I know some people might kind of go, whoa, that's pretty big. But seriously, Reagan broke the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. The Soviet Union was expanding all over the world. They were running a massive funding gap. There was a lot of shadow banking going on. And when Reagan realized what was happening, that they were being financed by U.S. financial markets through all sorts of different mechanisms, whether it was public markets, bond markets, whatever it was, when he realized that, he said, you know, we got to stop doing this. We've got to stop sending American capital over there to this, you know, Soviet empire so that they can build these weapons against us, both economic and militarily. And that's sort of what's happening with China. China's doing the same thing. They have accessed our public markets. I think there are well over 80 companies that are publicly traded in the United States that are Chinese domiciled companies that get their capital from us, you know, and so there, you look at all the trade deals, you look at all the stuff we've talked about. This is a huge, huge thing. And he has stood up and said, it's going to stop. And so, you know, hey, I think it's a major achievement. I think it's a much bigger achievement than people realize, even though it is a phase one deal. But I do think that if he's successful and he gets reelected, which I think he will.
I was just going to ask you, Brandt, let me just interject here real quick. I think what China did by signing on to this first phase signals that they believe he's going to get reelected. And trying to prolong this is, you know, hoping for a Democrat that can bend over, it's just not going to happen.
No, I tend to agree, and I think... I think at worst, you know, they feel like they don't know, you know, they just don't know. And it's not a bet they're willing to make at this point. And I think it's in their best interest, and they've realized this, that they need to go ahead and do this deal. I also think the president needs to do the deal. And it was clever to come up with this idea for a phase one. Maybe you can't get the whole thing like you originally thought, but getting a phase one, which is a meaningful part of it, is a huge achievement. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives both sides an opportunity to kind of settle this thing down, go through 2020, and I can assure you when he gets reelected and gets to the other side, he's going to revisit phase two, and that's going to go a lot quicker than this first one did.
Brandt, we thank you for the insights. You have helped us navigate this whole entire story and understand its significance since we first started discussing it. And since you're on the line with us, let me suggest, folks, that this is the man and the team at McDonald and Hagen that can help you start the process of building for your future. But first, they just need to sit down and talk to you and find out what you'd like to achieve and where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and beyond, so they can help you devise a plan that will achieve those goals. There's nothing better than a little economic security, and they can help you establish that. Without taking a ton of money. You just got to be consistent. Call them at 387-0094. Make an appointment. You're going to love these people. They are so down to earth and so welcoming and friendly. And ask every question that comes up. This is about your money. This is about your future. It's all on the table and it's all important. And McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, thanks for joining us early today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing, you know, the way this progresses, and you know, certainly tomorrow is going to be a pretty big day because we'll be talking about it, and we'll be planning on trying to call in and summarize the week. And this is a pretty big deal. It's a watershed type of event. And
one other thing, you know, because it did happen late in the day, and the Dow still managed to go up quite a bit. When you compare it to a year ago, there was I think December 23rd, the Dow finished under 22,000, using that as a barometer, and it's over 28 now. So that is roughly a 30% increase in the value of the Dow in a year. That's amazing.
It really is. It really is. And you know, because 2018 was fraught with really sort of erratic negotiations around this China trade deal, is where he sort of pierced the bubble, if you will, or pierced the veil, and we had to work through that. And then we had this Fed that kind of temporarily lost their minds, and that created problems. And now they seem to be getting sane with their thinking.
I'm suspicious of any of those government agency, bureaus, whatever you want to call them. I really am. And we have good reason to believe that. I will email you a link. I don't know if you heard Jim Jordan in the House today, but he called them all out and did a masterful job. Brent, we'll talk tomorrow probably then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
See ya.
It is 3:36. We do have rain in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Let me take a quick look and see if this is just a quick passing through. You know, like two ships that pass in a bathtub. That's a good line to use.
You still play with bathtub toys?
No.
I like the way you said that.
No.
Well, not all the time.
Somebody put a
carry my own what?
Somebody put a little rubber ducky in a gift basket they gave me, and I thought, what is this for?
Hey, speaking of gift baskets, a package has arrived from the Cronins in North Carolina. Why don't we open that when we come back?
Okay.
I'm curious to see what's in it. And I'm too impatient to wait for Christmas. It's 3:37.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic here are the most congested places right now in the city. Northern Boulevard near Jackson Ferry. East Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway. East South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway from the Boulevard out to Taylor Road. I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic moving through downtown right now. No accidents anywhere in the city. We do have I-85 northbound just before Shorter. An overturned vehicle. Watch out for emergency vehicles if you're traveling out there this afternoon. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know Ray, the photographer from last night at Baumhauer's?
Yes.
He wants me to share that picture with you. I've got them all here. You did it. You and LaDonna did an amazing job last night.
LaDonna decorated the tables. She did a great job.
I'm deeply in your debt, as always, for your hard work. Bill.
Hey, here's a little rock trivia for you there, Greg. You know that George Harrison, he was a big news media guy. He was also happy to get his copy of The Sun every morning that he wrote a song about it.
Here Comes the Sun.
That's a daddy joke.
It is, but that's okay. That's totally okay.
Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Here Comes the Sun. All right, I'm Brown from the Sun.
Are you peeling?
Thank you.
I couldn't remember it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, that was at least 10 minutes ago. I can't remember that part.
It is 3:40. We're going to go down and check traffic with this nasty rain.
At Marguerite's, yes. We are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes. We will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes. We have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark Diamonds. We're partners with De Beers. And we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your vehicle ready for the holiday road trip? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you save on your oil change. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A manhunt is underway in Crenshaw County after the First National Bank in Dozier was robbed yesterday afternoon. Authorities tell us that one suspect is in custody. The search continues for a second suspect. The state helicopter and dogs are assisting in the search. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state's infant mortality rate in 2018 was the lowest in Alabama history. However, Alabama's infant mortality rate continues to be higher than the national rate. And OSHA has cited an Andalusia Dollar Tree for safety violations. OSHA says there were slip, trip, and fall hazards because walkways were not kept clean. They also say that merchandise was stacked too high and blocked emergency exits. The company has been fined $312,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain moving back in as a low-pressure system moves out of the Gulf of Mexico. So our forecast calling for rain likely at times tonight and during the day tomorrow. It's not going to rain all the time. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 45. Friday's high up to about 59. More showers on Friday night, but over the weekend, dry weather returns. Mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday. Another big deal storm system by Monday night into Tuesday as a cold front approaches the state. Could even be some thunderstorms, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, everyone. It's Ginger from HR. Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7, at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music, and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have booster seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control the amount of salt used in the food. They suggest people with high blood pressure taste it first. And there will be fresh fruit for diabetics. Did I miss anything? It's Ginger. I've had it with you vegetarians. The party will be at O'Malley's Steakhouse. You can just sit there at the table farthest from the grill of death and eat your damn salads. Have a good time because I'm not going to be there. I wouldn't party with you people if my ass was on fire and you were like Michigan.
Hello, it's Chris, acting HR director. I'm sure we all wish Ginger a speedy recovery. The holiday party has been canceled for Friday night. We've all been given the afternoon off with pay. So enjoy your holiday.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Poor Ginger.
Take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is
I just pulled up the blog of our buddy David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, and apparently it wasn't just Jim Jordan today that torched the Democrats in Congress. Matt Gaetz did it, and he did it on Hunter Biden. Again, that's one of those things everybody knows. Everybody knows that Hunter Biden made a buttload of money with no experience in oil or energy because his daddy could do favors for the Ukraine.
Danny did exactly what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing.
This is what Democrats do, period. They mirror their own insecurities. That's why I think most Democrats are the ones that are racist and misogynist. Watch the headlines. See who gets into trouble.
Yes, sir. You're correct.
With their wandering wieners and stuff. It's just, it's them, mostly. So I really believe they reflect their own insecurities out on everybody else. And it's really getting old, but I'm going to look up that clip on YouTube. Because we could use some additional inspiration from him. And I mentioned his name. You know, these people at some point, who's going to be the next Trump? Who's going to be the next one with the guts to stand up and fight back? This is why they're so rattled right now. They are not used to being punched back at. And the media is finding out that most people don't care what they think. USA Today runs an editorial. Trump should be impeached and removed without evidence. So you not only have this sham impeachment hearing, you've got mouthpiece media following it up and doing as they're told by who I don't know. Somebody is underwriting these papers. Most of them would probably be out of business by now. Something is sustaining them. I'm just not sure what. Tomorrow, after the morning show, I'll be going to Infusion for another acupuncture session. It's the old sciatic nerve is starting to growl again. It was a chiropractor, Doc Pershing, years ago, who was here in Montgomery, who helped me avoid a second surgery by working on realigning the spine. Well, that has lasted a lot longer than any of us thought. So now we're trying to, again, to avoid another surgery. Infusion now has a chiropractor in-house. And not only is he excellent, Dr. Terry, but acupuncture is one of the things he specializes in. And it's painless. It doesn't take a long time. And after they do the dry needle, they put this nice thick pad on the area that they treat. And it's like going to heaven. It's amazing. Infusion. If you could use a boost in your energy, a nice natural one, or if you've gone to too many Christmas parties, they have IV vitamin cocktails that will correct whatever situation you've got going, even help you lose weight. That may be something you might want to make a note of for after the first of the year. And, of course, the original and wonderful cryotherapy, all at Infusion. Call Ryan Turner or Lori or Allison at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my mailbook location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Well, 2 weeks from today, Christmas will be over.
Unbelievable.
It really is. It really is. Earlier this hour on Happy Hour, Greg, along with Terry Adams and Rosie, we played the Jim Jordan powerhouse rebuttal to the Democrats today. But Matt Gaetz is also congressman from Florida. In fact, Pensacola is part of his district. Called out Hunter Biden. Let's listen to some of this.
Amendment in the nature of a substitute to H.R.S. 755 offered by Mr. Gaetz of Florida. Page 3, strike lines 10 through 11 and insert the following. A well-known corrupt company, Burisma, and its corrupt hiring of Hunter Biden and.
The gentleman is recognized to explain his amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment strikes the reference to Joe Biden as the center of the proposed investigation and replaces it with the true topic of the investigation, Burisma and Hunter Biden. An essential element of the Democrats' case on abuse of power is that the Bidens did nothing wrong. It can only be an abuse of power and not a correct use of power if the president was pursuing something under which there was no reasonable basis to ask a question about Hunter Biden and Burisma. Hunter Biden and Burisma, well, that's an interesting story. And I think just about every American knows there's something up with that. Mm-hmm. $86,000 a month, no experience,
it's more
working make. For some foreign government while your dad's the vice president of the United States. Is there anyone who believes this is okay? I know we got a few of my Democrat colleagues maybe run for president or might run for president one day. Would you let your vice president have their son or daughter or family member out moonlighting for some foreign company? Maybe I'll use language familiar to the former vice president. Come on, man. This looks dirty as it is. Hunter Biden was making more than five times more than a board member for ExxonMobil. I've heard of that company. And so I went to read up on Hunter Biden, learn a little more about him. I found this very extensive profile in the New Yorker. And here's what it says. Hunter said that at that point, he had not slept for several days. Driving east on Interstate 10, just beyond Palm Springs, he lost control of his car, which jumped the median and skidded to a stop on the shoulder of the westbound side. He called Hertz, which came to collect the damaged car and gave him a second rental. The Hertz rental officer told me he found a crack pipe in the car and on one of the consoles, a line of white powder residue. Bo Biden's attorney general badge was on the dashboard.
Oh, wow.
Hertz called the Prescott Police Department and officers filed a narcotics offense report listing items seized in the car, including a plastic bag containing white powdery substance, a Secret Service business card, credit cards, and Hunter Biden's driver's license. That is what we would call evidence. And I don't want to make light of anybody's substance abuse issues. I know the president's working real hard to solve those throughout the country, but it's a little hard to believe that Burisma hired Hunter Biden to resolve their international disputes when he could not resolve his own dispute with Hertz rental car over leaving cocaine and a crack pipe in the car. It continues. Hunter stayed in Los Angeles for about a week. He said that he needed to get away and forget sooner after his arrival in L.A. He said he asked a homeless man in Pershing Square where he could buy crack. Hunter said that the man took him to a nearby homeless encampment where a narrow passageway between tents, someone put a gun to his head before realizing that he was the buyer. He returned to buy more crack a few times that week. Again, not saying, you know, not casting any judgment on any challenges someone goes through in their personal life, but it is just hard to believe that this was the guy wandering through homeless encampments buying crack that was worth $86,000 a month to Burisma Holding.
We'll pause it there. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of grief for this because we all know the Democrats would never get personal in a political situation.
Never.
Other than maybe booing Melania when she shows up at an organization that's trying to help addicts and children, you know, they have zero compassion. When they get a dose of their own medicine, they whine like little babies.
It didn't go down well.
Babies, not bitches. I wanted to correct that.
Good job.
And now with a word for a great place to do some Christmas shopping, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, I cannot believe it's Christmas already. Of course, we started layaway way back in August.
Yeah.
We're still doing the Firepower Horsepower promotion, which is if you buy any new Polaris Ranger or Razor, you'll get a brand new Sig Sauer 9mm, that's millimeter to you pistol people, pistol absolutely free. You buy the unit, we'll give you a certificate. You go down to Sportsman's Headquarters, Walter Craig, which is maybe a quarter mile down the boulevard, fill out your government-required paperwork, and you'll get your firearm in, put 3 days if you pass the background check. It's kind of how it works. Buy any new Kawasaki Youth ATV, get a prepaid $100 gift card. Buy a Z125, get free graphics. If you love the retro style bikes like I do, we've got the W800 Kawasaki, which looks British. Finance it for 60 months at 3.95 APR, you know, with approved credit. Remember, if you're military, active reserve, or even if you're military retired, you'll get $250 credit applied to the purchase price of any new Kawasaki. Now, there's one exclusion to that, and that's the $50,000 supercharged H2. So, sorry about that. Can't have the H2 and get the $250 off, but it happens. Kawasaki's doing $300 prepaid cards on all the mules. I mean, there's so much stuff. I don't have time to go through them all. But Suzuki, they're going nuts. $1,500 off the 2020 M109, $750 off the 2020 M50s, even more off the 9 Currents. $1,000 off the new Boosts, $1,500 off the 2019 Boosts. If you like scooters, 1.99% APR with approved credit. It's just everything's going on right now. We're running out of the youth ATV, so if you're looking to get a kicking gift for your kid, we've got them. You get a helmet with that. You get a flag. I mean, it's just really good stuff. And this isn't the cheap stuff you used to see on the side of the road. This is the good stuff that's going to last. He'll hand it down to his younger brother when he grows out of it. That's how good this stuff is, folks.
You'll find all of this at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. By the way, you can get your credit app started.